Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This week on the Danny Brown Show.
Is there any chance of redemption, or should I cut things off with the homie for good? Definitely cut the shit. He need his ass beat. Would you rather be immortal but be old forever, or be immortal but be a baby forever? I want to be able to be old and still be physically fit in some sense, where I can still move around and do shit. So if I'm old like that, I can still go to strip clubs and shit.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you're already now. While you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you're already now. While you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up, though? Coming to you live from Austin, Texas, here at Wild Mate Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. What's up, fellas?
Yo, 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 what's up, man?
How y'all boys been doing, man?
Chilling.
Pretty good.
Yeah, my ass been fucking terminally online now
the past few days.
Yeah, it's always bad when you find yourself just stuck on the fucking internet fucking all day just scrolling dumb shit. So I've tapped back in with my locals, because I told y'all I've been trying to give up on that addiction. But I think, you know, last time I hung out with Tom and Christina watching Amber Lynn, I realized that I haven't been checking in. So yeah, my boy Cyrex, he's been missing in action for a minute, man. And I mean, just going back, watching old clips of him, man, we really miss you, brother. Like, come on, man. You're an internet celebrity, man. You can't, you know, you can't just, you know, let your fans down and not give us the content that we need. You know, we miss you, man. Please come back. So, yeah, ain't nothing new happening in the Rax universe, man. But, you know, I mean, he going through his court case and shit still. So hopefully, you know, he make it up out of that. I mean, obviously, he probably will. I mean, he just hit a dude with a bat. I mean, I don't think you can really go to jail for hitting someone with a bat, but yeah, we miss you, Cyrex, man. Come back, man. We miss you, brother. But I will say, man, I've been tapping back in with King Cobra. It's every time you think it can go lower, it just really gets down in the dumps, man. With my brother, man, so you know, he got his alcohol addiction and shit, which is really, you know, I feel bad for him in some ways, but you know. You can't stop a motherfucker that wants to drink, man. This motherfucker, he done got so fucking low, he done decided that he just gonna make his own liquor. So he's been fucking doing the jailhouse hooch. Like, how, I mean, you know, you can go get you some cheap ass fucking shit from fucking like $2-3 or some dumb shit like that. But I guess he feel like it's cheaper to fucking make his own shit. But the fucked up part about the motherfucker is that he can't even, you know, you got to let that shit sit for a minute. Like, it got to ferment and all that kind of shit. He don't even wait. He let the shit sit for a couple weeks and he be like, fuck it, let me try out some of this hooch. Let me tap this bottle. But the other day, man, he drank like a gallon. He made some shit out of Tampico, which they says you can't. I did some research on that, and they say you can't really make no hooch out of Tampico because it got some shit in it where it ain't going to really, you know, make it work out. But then he poured so much honey. I watched him make the shit, but he drank that shit, and he got pretty drunk. He got pretty drunk off that shit, and he was fucked up, man. So we wishing you the best, King Cobra, man. I mean, it's looking like it's, I mean, because you can get like, I think something called like botulism or something. If you don't get that shit right, like, you know, like that ain't no shit to be playing with, for one thing. Like, motherfuckers used to make that shit when I was locked up. I ain't never tried none of that shit, but, you know, it's fucking county jail. Like, you know, we ain't in no fucking. So, yeah, what is botulism? Caused by toxins that attacks the body and nerves, causes breathing and muscle paralysis, and even death. King Cobra flirting with death, making fucking homemade hooch. But, yeah, man, so King Cobra, man, we got to get you some help, man. Seriously, man, because the homemade hooch, man, going to take you out, man. For real. All right.
Ask Danny.
We're going to jump into some of these Ask Dannys. You can always hit me up at Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. Also, we doing voicemails again. I see y'all got the number up. I thought we was done with that because motherfuckers was getting creepy.
Yeah, it was getting creepy, but we could still try to pull something.
All right, you can hit me up at 512-522-9256. That's 512-522-9256. But yeah, man, keep the creep levels to a minimum, man. We don't want to, you know. Just.
Yeah, we won't be bringing those onto the show, so it's a waste of your time.
I mean, I would like to hear them in my personal time, to be honest, you know.
Yeah, but we don't.
Yeah, all right.
Danny.
All right, next. So we got a friend is dating a teenager, which is obviously a red flag right there, man. Teenager, what the fuck? Hey, Danny, my best friend of like 8 years recently got a new girlfriend, but we found out she's a junior in high school. I told him he should break up with her because it's super weird. Oh, he's 20, by the way. And he said it's legal. We live in Indiana where the age of consent is 16, and that it could be way worse. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck that mean? I already told him that I don't feel comfortable being friends with him anymore, and if the relationship continues, I don't know if I could ever be his friend again. Am I overreacting, or am I justified in this thinking he's a creep? Is there any chance of redemption, or should I cut things off with the homie for good? Definitely cut the shit. He need his ass beat. You know, in my neighborhood, we don't beat his ass. But I will say, I remember, man, when I was in high school, I think in the 90s, it was a lot more normalized, like pre-internet shit, because it would always be like the hot senior chick, or something like that. And she always had the crazy dope dealer boyfriend pulling up with the sounds banging and shit, waiting in front of the school to pick up his high school bitch. And we used to be like, damn, man, we used to hate them niggas, man. Cause they're like, they taking all the bitches. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers in the world, y'all can go to nightclubs. Y'all can meet bitches. This the only place we got where we can fraternize with the females. Which I've heard that then, I think that's just old man shit, but you don't supposed to use the word female. Like I've heard that. I kind of understand the context with that. But yeah, man, that's definitely creepy. I think, I think like 3 year gap is not too bad. You know, once you're over 21, it's a go, you know, but I feel like a 3 year gap is just crazy. I can't really date anyone too young because this is just, the bitches want to make TikToks and shit all day, man. This new generation of bitches, man, is just on some next level. They want to make content with you. And I like to keep my shit a lot more private. But they be like, fuck that nigga, post me on Instagram. Let's take this pic. Let's do this, you know, and do that. But yeah, he's definitely a creep for one thing. Because, I mean, 16-year-old girls, man, they just not really. I mean, they do say women mature faster than men, which is some truth to that. But just a 16-year-old girl when you're in your 20s, man, it's just, I mean, he just turned 20. But, you know, it could be some taking advantage situations going there. A lot of motherfuckers don't want to deal with bitches their age because they don't want to deal with the shit that comes with that. You know, they want somebody they can probably control a little bit more and shit like that. But yeah, he need his ass beat though. That's some creepy shit, man. Because I mean, just off the comment that it could be way worse. So I definitely think, I mean, the best thing y'all can possibly do is, you know, do like some catcher type shit, you know, make a fake account of a younger bitch and get him wrapped up like Cyrex type shit. You know what I'm saying? See if he would take out a 14-year-old and, you know, tell him to meet her at the Walmart or some shit like that and run up on him at the pajama section and just beat his motherfucking ass, man. He's a degenerate, man, you know. All right, next up we got places in Austin. Since moving to Austin, have you found a place that you like to frequent just to get away from the noise? I've been a huge fan for 10 plus years. So happy you moved here. Hope you're having a lovely time. I mean, Austin, it's a lot of cool shit to do here, man. I will say, I mean, obviously coming from Detroit, it's a total different world. But I mean, for the most part, man, I'm older. I don't really like to go out too much. And when I do go out sometimes, I can say I get bothered. I wouldn't call it being bothered, though. You know, it's just people showing love and shit, which is dope. But I wouldn't say to get away from the noise. If anyway, I'm in the crib all the time, so I'm away from the noise. If I go out, I would probably want to be around some noise. But you know, I wouldn't say so. If anything, you got some recommendations on some shit to hang out to. My favorite place to go is, you know, shit, to the barbershop. I'm like a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's where we get all our gossip and shit. You know what I'm saying? You go to the barbershop, you find out all the shit that's going on, man. In my neighborhood, it's getting kind of crazy now. Motherfuckers breaking in cars and shit. And I thought I moved to a fairly nice situation, man, because, you know, it was a lot different than when we was living downtown and shit. But motherfuckers is breaking in cars, and I'm hearing sirens a little bit more. So I don't know. I've got to think of a new residence soon. And Yeah, I even went to the 7-Eleven, man, and I wanted to take some cash out because they got an ATM machine in there. Kind of found out these motherfuckers done broke into the 7-Eleven trying to get the ATM machine, which I always find is a fucking, that's a weird crime to try to pull off, like, because, I mean, I've heard about it, but it should be very hard to fucking break open an ATM machine. And to be honest, how much money does an ATM machine hold? Like, what does that look like? Let's find out this. I don't want to get YMH raided or something for Googling this. We ain't trying to do that. Each cassette usually holds 22 packets of notes, each having up to 100 notes. Most ATM, yeah, they mostly got $20 bills and shit. So I don't know. I'm not that good with math. Oh, about 20,000. But you got that's full. You know what I'm saying? That's a maximum. So I guess it's a pretty sweet lick. But breaking into the but breaking into the 7-Eleven to try to drag out the ATM machine, man, your ass is going to jail. I don't see you pulling that one off, man. You know, so I want to send the prayers up to them brothers right there, because that definitely had to be some crackhead shit. That's like some last resort type shit. I feel like that was a homeless motherfucker that's like, I can't take the heat. It's been 100 months straight. I got to get off the streets, man. You know, like fucking Austin County. They got some air conditioning in that bitch, you know? So, all right.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next up, we got Monopoly. Hey, Danny, big fan. I've watched every single episode since number one. The other day, I was listening to your song Monopoly, and I noticed you say, I done served fiends on a menstrual, ain't even had past stuff they panties with tissue. I guess I was drunk when that line stuck out to me, because I heard the song a million times, and I always just assumed you were talking about a pregnant woman. But when I was listening last time, I thought, how does them being on a menstrual make it bad? Maybe I'm overthinking. Thanks, Sky. I mean, the cool part about that line is that, I always just try to like rhyme shit that don't really rhyme. And I don't think menstrual rhymes with tissue. It just has the same type of, you know, it's got the same sound in it. So, you know, I try to do that a lot. But the whole thing I'm saying is Fiends, she's just so fucked up. She can't even afford pads. And she'd rather just, you know, stuff her panties with some tissue instead of spending that money that she's spending on crack. You know, so that's all I've been saying. That's just a fucked up situation. But, yeah, I don't serve fiends on the menstrual, even have passed up their panties with tissue. Yeah, that's some crackhead shit, man. Like, you know, so that's all that means. I think you just looked in a little too deep thinking I'm talking about pregnant women. Do pregnant women have periods or am I just that dumb? I thought once you know, that's, the Googles is going up today. The Googles is going up today. Okay, she does, but yeah, she won't even have a period. It says she don't, yeah. I know I wasn't tripping, you know? You got me feeling dumb. Like, I think that's the whole purpose of you know, when a bitch be like, I ain't get my period, motherfucker, I'm pregnant, you know? So I'll be on some dumb shit sometime. All right, the next up. The love of my life. Hey, Danny, been listening to the show every Tuesday, and it got me through some very tough times, so thanks for that. Anyway, I'm in love with a woman who has a boyfriend. We're constantly flirting, telling each other how much we like each other. We recently just went to Chicago together. Things got a little weird this time. We both got pretty lit and couldn't keep our hands off each other. We cuddled in the same bed together, but we never had sex. We ate breakfast together, then she drove back home. She hasn't talked to me since. Am I a bad person? Is she? Or is it both of us? Also, how can I get my mind off her starting to talking to other bitches? Because I feel like she's the love of my life and I'll never meet another one like her. All right. For the most part, I wouldn't say you in the wrong, you know, but that bitch in the wrong. If I find out my bitch is canoodling, cuddling up with a nigga, I'm going to be pissed. So, but yeah, I mean, you might as well fuck. Y'all might as well fuck because shit, I ain't going to believe you didn't. You know what I'm saying? I heard my bitch cuddling with a nigga, but y'all ain't fuck. Y'all bitch, y'all fucked. That was after, but I mean, you know, every now and then you do meet a girl that you just feel like, man, you know, I just wish this was my bitch type shit, you know, and they in relationships and shit like that. But sometimes, man, you know, it just be the fact that they got a boyfriend, you know, motherfuckers always want what they can't have type shit. Cause you know, you finally get the bitch and you realize like, oh shit, I think I went a little too hard for this situation. This ain't what it's all cracked up to be. So, you know, if it's meant to be, then it'll obviously happen. And I think she probably stopped talking to you because she probably really feel bad. She probably really care about her boyfriend and just got caught up on some bullshit fucking with your ass. And now, you know, she probably really feel bad about that shit and feel ashamed and shit. So the best thing you can do is possibly just move on, brother. She got a fucking boyfriend, man. You know, like I say, you know, fruit tastes better when it's somebody else's. Oh, I don't know how they word that shit, but it's something like that. But yeah, man, leave the bitch alone, man. The best thing you can possibly do is just, you know, just move on, brother. All right. Next up, we got Pussy Dehumidifier. What's up, Danny? I spent most of my teens and 20s intoxicated, but now I'm coming up on 2 years sobriety. Shouts out to you, brother. That's a good thing. But this healthy lifestyle I'm living seems to be a complete pussy repellent to women. It's like they can sense I'm sober, and that's the ultimate pussy dehumidifier for them. Can I attract the kind of women without relapsing, or should I just give up on this urge altogether? I mean, I think that's the harder thing, you know, because obviously I'm not single and shit, which is a great thing. And you know, you find out that, you know, bitches want to get fucked up. It'll surprise you how much bitches get more fucked up than niggas, because half the time they ain't got to pay for their drugs. They just meet a motherfucker like us and be like, oh shit, he want to get me high, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. But you just got to meet sober girls, man. That got to be what sticks out to you. You know what I'm saying? When you find out a bitch getting fucked up, you got to be like, ah, shit, bitch, I already know how this is going to go. Because it can not be fun when you're the only one in the fucking party getting fucked up and everybody else on some sober shit. So the best thing you can do is just probably just look out for women that's fucking sober. Maybe hit some meetings up. Go to some meetings or some shit like that and try to meet bitches there, which is a bad thing. You shouldn't be trying to meet bitches at meetings. I'm sorry I put that out there, but but yeah, man, you just got to fuck with sober bitches, man, which is, you will find it's a lot of them. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll find out it's a lot of girls that probably been through the same shit that you have been through. And for the most part, that kind of shit keep you sober. You know, if anything, a lot of motherfuckers have done drugs or experimented with shit that they probably thought they never would do because of a bitch. You know, I can say some of the drugs that I've definitely never thought about doing, but hanging out with a fucking bitch. And she like, yeah, it could be fun. It could be fun. And you fuck around, and it's fun, but I'm just saying, best thing you can do is just, you know, try to date sober women, man, because, you know, it could be triggering and possibly cause a relapse one day. You know, you never know. So, yeah. All right, next up, we got white bands with black guys. Hey, Danny. In the same way, there are certain black rappers like Peggy and Def Grips that have that reputation for having crowds full of horrible little nerdy white guys. Are there any bands that go the other way? I'm thinking some kind of really white, nerdy S band with the crowd always full of really hard black guys. Shine. I can't say that I know of any of them, you know. I will say niggas do love them some Hall & Oates. You know what I'm saying? So I would think, you know, Hall & Oates, you know, it's going to be some real niggas up at a Hall & Oates show. You know what I'm saying? You know, niggas love Sarah Smiles and all that kind of shit. But I couldn't say I know too many of them, man. For the most part, niggas, we like that rap shit, man. We don't really, Hall & Oates, man. Niggas pulling up. Niggas pulling up for the Hall & Oates show, man. I love me some Hall & Oates.
Say a smile for me.
No, I can't think of none offhand, to be honest. Especially not no fucking Weezer. Niggas is not getting jiggy to no Weezer, you know? But it's a couple of those, you know, like, I will say niggas really love Nickelback. I don't know if they pulling up to no Nickelback shows. You know how Nickelback always get that flack of being like a terrible band and all this and that shit. Niggas know that Nickelback in the hood, man, you know? So, yeah. Couldn't say I, nah, man. But, yeah, Nickelback is dope, man. Fuck with Nickelback, man. I actually was in a thrift store recently, man, and they had a Nickelback t-shirt. I'm like, fuck, I'm about to grab that. That motherfucker was $100. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know about the Nickelback t-shirt for $100, man. What is up with some of you thrift stores, man? I guess they know what's going to be a good seller, which obviously niggas going to want that Nickelback t-shirt and shit, because, you know, it's nothing like seeing a nigga with a band that he don't really know. That's like a thing, you know? We like to wear shit, you know? But, yeah, man, $100 for a Nickelback t-shirt. And it wasn't even like a, because that's the thing about it. It wasn't even like a real tour shirt. Now, I understand, like, you know, if you can find, like, the real merch from like a show that was like late 90s or some shit like that, early 2000s or something. You'd be like, all right, I can see that. But it was just like, you could tell it was just like a reprint or something. Like a motherfucker made or something and sold on Etsy or some shit. I'm like, y'all ain't getting me. I know what's up. I'm good with this thrifting shit. I know what's worth it and what's not, you know? I can see myself wearing that a few times and not even, you know, fucking wearing that shit like that. So, all right. Next up, I got Mo Review. Goddamn. Mole removal. Hey, Danny, I've had several conversations with white people in which they needed to get surgery to replace moles that possibly could have been cancerous. To me, it sounds like the doctors are finessing them to get procedures done. Have you ever heard of this? Oh, this is white people shit.
White people shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is white people shit. My bad. We'll get back to that. I'll get back to the mole removal. Next up, we got I don't know why that's hard for me to say. Role removal. Mole removal. All right. Ask Danny.
Nailed it.
Ask Danny.
Performing. Hi, Danny and the Booth Boys. I've been watching some clips from the Scaring the Hoes tour and been wondering, did you ever enjoy playing with a live band compared to a DJ? Is this something you would like to do again in the future or even do some studio songs with a live band? Much love from Iron. To me, I always thought that shit was kind of corny. I ain't even going to lie, because I feel like hip hop was always based on that two microphones. God, fuck. This shit is fucking me all up. All right, hip hop was always just based on a microphone and a DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I always felt like it was... You know, that's what it should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hated, you know, seeing some of my favorite rappers. Then you go see them live and they got a fucking band and then the beats don't sound the same and shit. It just sound all weird. Like, they fucking playing with a cover band or some shit like that. So, and you know, just, you know, especially songs with like crazy 808s and shit. You want that bass to hit hard and shit like that. But the cool thing about Peggy is that, I mean, he make all his music. So he had all the shit tracked out and he can, so he was able to play the samples up under what the guys in the band was playing. But I will say it was great, man. I had a lot of fucking fun playing with the band. I mean, obviously, if I was to try to do that shit, I don't produce most of my songs, so it wouldn't sound the same. But I would love to fucking do more shit with a band, man. Or even like just recording shit. I'm just getting so tired of, you know, making these albums and you always got to go through fucking sample clearances and shit like that. And recently, you know, the last song on my album that was holding it up a bit, we couldn't really get the sample cleared, so we got it replayed. And I hate fucking getting shit replayed, but for some reason, man, this band knocked it out the park. I can't even really tell the difference between the sample or the actual record, man. So I think I'm gonna get more into replaying samples and shit, you know, because now you know it's so you can get it to the point to where it sounds like it's coming from an MPC, and that's what I want. But yeah, I had a great time performing with the band. Shouts out to the brothers. All right, we'll get into this mole removal, which I read it out so I can kind of get what that's coming from. But man, you know, I think imperfections are sometimes sexy in some sense. You know, if a girl got like a nice look, I ain't saying like no big ass mole with hair growing out of it and shit like that. But because, you know, I think in the hood, we call them shit beauty marks. You know what I'm saying? So if a girl got a nice little mole or something, you know, something like that, or even like a little, you know, what's that Michael Jackson shit, a little light spot on her face or some shit, you know what I'm saying? The shit could be kind of cute, man. So I don't know. I think God made us the way we are for a reason, man. So you shouldn't really be doing too much. Don't get me wrong. I love the BBLs. You know what I'm saying? You got a flat booty, you want to get that motherfucker fat, you know. But them BBLs be hard. That's what motherfuckers don't know. Ain't no, you see them bitches with them fat asses, man. You smack that motherfucker, you going to break your motherfucking hand. Like, that motherfucker like concrete in that motherfucker, man. Some of them BBLs don't be all the way put together. All right. But yeah, I'm a BBL supporter. Next up, Def Diving. Hey, Danny and the Booth Boys. This video came up on my feed, and I just wanted to know what your thoughts on Def Diving. It's just people jumping in the water doing crazy flips in the air. They have competitions in Austin. Is this white people shit? It's definitely white people shit. Niggas ain't jumping off shit doing flips and shit like that. Only thing we used to do flips off of is fucking mattresses, motherfuckers that set out in front of their cribs and shit like that. Which was great, man. You find out a lot of motherfuckers could possibly have been good in gymnastics and shit like that. We just ain't had none of that shit in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we used to fucking... And I remember, like, being in, like, elementary school and shit like that. We used to fucking scour the neighborhoods for, like, motherfuckers putting out their fucking beds and shit like that. And we'll go take their mattresses and shit, cut the motherfuckers open, and get the springs out the motherfuckers. And we'll tie, like, a whole bunch of springs together and shit. And motherfuckers be bouncing on them. We'll make, like, a landing mat and shit like that. And motherfuckers will be flipping on that shit. But, yeah, seeing motherfuckers flip is always fucking entertaining. Don't get me wrong. I would go watch that shit. I would love to go see it. But Def Diving in Austin, because definitely the name, ain't no niggas, but you ask a nigga, like, you want to go Def Diving? Nigga, like, what the fuck that supposed to mean? You mean fucking crackheads or something? You know what I'm saying? But to find out a motherfucker jumping off into a cliff and shit like that, you know. But I guess that's a good adrenaline rush, to say the least, you know. Motherfuckers jumping off shit, flipping, landing in the water. And you got to land, man, you know. Oh, shit. Concussion incoming. Yeah, that's, you gonna break your back, all type of shit, man. I mean, my whole thing is like, what do you win? You know, like, what do you win? If I jump off a fucking cliff and all the motherfucker gonna get me is a medal, shit, that ain't worth dying. I mean, and I don't see this sport being like, you know, they selling out arenas and shit where you gonna get the bag from it. So I don't know if this is really worth it, man. So just off the name alone, Def Diving, man. No, man, I'm not doing that. Niggas in the hood, we ain't, like I say, man, we just flip on mats in the backyard. Shit like that. All right, dear Danny, Christmas in July. I'm one of the whitest motherfuckers you ever meet. Goddamn. And even I think this shit is super white. How do you feel about Christmas in July? Is it some white people shit? I don't understand. I'm not getting this one. So they just have Christmas in July? Is this like a thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it, but yeah, it's a thing.
Why do they do this? Is there like a religious thing that comes behind this? Like, or are they just like, fuck that, man. I'm doing Christmas in July. You could just pick what day you want to do a holiday?
Yeah, people do.
No, I mean, I don't think it's no white people shit. This is some ignorant shit. That's what this is. This is people that don't care about the birth of Jesus, man. What the fuck? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Christmas in July, like, I'm gonna have to do some more research on this. I want to see some motherfuckers celebrating Christmas in July.
Usually recognized on July 25th.
Oh, so they saying December is the wrong date. That's like some real conspiracy theory motherfuckers. It's like, no, Jesus was born in the summer, my nigga. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? They fucking, all right, man. That's some weirdo shit. All right, these some old ones. I already had these.
Got some would you rathers, too.
Oh, would you rather? God damn it. It's not something I'm looking forward to.
Then let's not do it.
No, I'm going to do them. But they always coming with some crazy shit. All right, would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather spend all day playing internet games with a huge lag or spend all day listening to songs you hate? I mean, obviously, I'd rather listen to songs I hate because, listening to music, man, like I say, it's not really, a bad song can be good. Like, I've had a lot of songs that I play for people and they be like, what the fuck is this shit? And I know it's kind of bad, but it's something appealing about it being bad. You know, almost like those fucking D-list type movies where shit just so horrible is fucking bad. Music is the same way. Because playing a game with a fucking huge lag, oh my God, man, that should have made me want to pull my fucking hair out. Like, what is the, there's no fun in that at all. Like, no. That's just like some of the worst shit in the world. There's nothing worse than like even me, you know, that's why I never really, play 2K that much in the park and all that shit and being online, because my jump shot, that lag on a jump shot, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on, you know? But that was way before I discovered the fucking value of Ethernet. You know what I'm saying? You realize, man, that if you're going to be fucking playing games online and shit, you need to have a fucking Ethernet connection and shit. So, yeah, that's why I really don't fuck with the park and 2K and shit, because of the fucking lag. But you get motherfuckers, man. I got a homie, man. His ass has got adjusted to that fucking lag, and he's fucking good at that shit, man. He can shoot like it ain't shit, man. So, but yeah, man, I have not been, I will say, man, I have not been playing 2K as much as I thought. Look at that shit! See, this new 2K, man, is, she got Wimby going crazy. This new 2K is not, have been that, it hasn't really been that fun for me, man. I will say, man, it's, I kind of feel like they just releasing these games too early and they're not finished. And, you know, it's going to get some patches. We're going to get some updates and all that shit. But I'm not playing that shit like that. I still been I've been fucking around on Diablo. I got back into the Final Fantasy. So I've been going back and forth through that. I recently downloaded an older game that I, you know, I used to see a lot, but I didn't play back then, which is Mark Echo Getting Up, which is pretty much a graffiti game and shit. So I downloaded that and I've been fucking around with that a little bit, but nah, man, I'm not playing no lagging ass games. Nothing worse than you playing a lag. That just, in my head, that just make me think, broke ass nigga, you ain't got no fucking good internet. All right.
Danny, I have a would you rather that's kind of specific to you. Would you rather you could still rap, but you wouldn't be able to write your rap, or would you rather not be able to rap, but you could write raps?
I'd rather not be able to rap and write raps.
You'd rather write raps?
Hell yeah, because I can find somebody with a dope-ass voice that probably sound way better than my ass, with a nice flow and shit, that can probably, you know, get some ideas with the fucking way that, you know, because you can, one thing about writing raps, you can write that shit, and then you get in the booth and try to say it, you'd be like, damn, this don't work out, I got to take some words out, I thought I can bust this like this, and not, you know what I'm saying? So you can get with a person that got some flow to them and a dope voice and shit, and they can make this shit better than what you expected. But just me just trying to freestyle everywhere I fucking go, no, I would be fucking horrible. It's nothing worse than being a sucky rapper, man. Like, hell no. Fuck that. I got to write. All right. Would you rather knowing when you're going to die or how you're going to die? That's something I think about a lot. You know what I'm saying? I swear, because, I mean, the actual how you're going to die part. I think about that a lot, which I shouldn't probably be. But, nah, man, I would probably rather know when, so then I know, you know what I'm saying? But then you find out, it'd be like, nigga, next week. You're like, oh, shit! I ain't did shit in life, you know? This sucks. You know what I'm saying? So I would probably rather know when instead of how. But I think about how all the time, and that's why I be fucking, I be paranoid, man, when I get in cars and shit, man. I've been through a lot of car accidents in my life, and they ain't take me out, but I always think, man, motherfuckers, death machines, man. But yeah, man, I actually been into a lot of like Greek mythology and shit I was telling y'all, and I was reading this one book and it was just talking about, man, like, you know, just about stoicism and all that kind of shit. And it was just like, man, the best thing you could possibly do in life is like already live like you did, you know, and like you watching yourself from a third person type of perspective. And, you know, just think about the shit that if you was watching yourself and think what would make you ashamed if you saw yourself doing that shit alive. And if you live like that, you'll always be a righteous man type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I really been pondering on that. Can't say I've been living like that. But I think about that one. That is a deep concept about life and shit, you know? Because that's one thing about, you know, like me and my music and shit like that. I always look at music as like, that's one way you kind of live forever. You know, after you're gone, the music is always going to be there. And it'd be sometimes motherfuckers be making songs and I'd be like, man, you acting like you're going to live forever putting shit out like this, you know? And I can't say I always thought like that when I was younger, you know, but now I'm at that age, man. So I think like every song that I put out could possibly be my last. So I'm always trying to like put my best foot forward to make something that I think would stand the test of time. Because you got some of these authors and shit, and these books have been written like 200 years ago, 100 years ago, and motherfuckers still talk about them. And so in some sense, to me, that is being immortal. Or you got, you know, certain musicians and shit like that that'll put out albums and they've been long gone and motherfuckers still talk about them to this day. You know what I'm saying? So I would really like, you know what I'm saying, to be mentioned like that, you know? So, you know, with me and my music going forward, I'm definitely thinking more about the longevity of the song and, you know, not just trying to do some trendy shit that everybody gonna think is cool and this and that. So, yeah. All right. Next up, we got Would You Rather. Would you rather be immortal? God damn, we on some death shit today. This episode's ending pretty dark. Would you rather be immortal but be old forever, or be immortal but be a baby forever? I'd rather be old forever. You know, being a baby kind of sucks, to be honest. You know, motherfuckers got to pick you up and shit, grab you in on the ass and shit, got to fucking wipe your ass, and you know what I'm saying? You pissing every goddamn, even though when you old, it's pretty much like you a baby again. But there's nothing like that cool old dude, you know? You can grab a young bitch on the ass, it ain't sexual harassment. She just be like, she be like, he just being an old creepy old man. You know what I'm saying? So you cuss motherfuckers out. They ain't gonna whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, man. So being an old dude, I mean, it depends on what they mean by being old too. Cause if you mean being like old and like bedridden, you can't get up and do shit. Like I want to be able to be old and still be kind of, you know, physically fit in some sense where I can still move around and do shit. So if I'm old like that, I can still go to strip clubs and shit. You know, I'd rather be that old guy than be a fucking baby. You know, I'd be getting drunk as fuck all the time. All right, it's time to go. But yeah, man, being old is cool. That's one thing that I learned, man, as the older I get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to, because just even just thinking about life and shit, you know? So a lot of kids I see, they always be like, oh, you know, they act like they never going to get old and shit. I would just tell you, it gets greater later. So yeah. All right, we're going to be up off this motherfucker, man. You want to spin the wheel?
Sure do.
Death, mortal, what is going on with this episode? God damn it. Sick. What do we mean by this sick? I do know I've been seeing COVID has been coming back. Like, motherfuckers, I keep hearing motherfuckers getting COVID and shit like that, man. So, but yeah, being sick fucking sucks, man. I mean, the worst sick is like stomach flu type shit where you just can't, where your stomach can't hold nothing. And in my fucking wild out drinking days, my stomach used to be fucked up and you just fucking diarrhea in everywhere. That's the worst kind of sick, you know?
But, here, Dan, I got another wheel for you.
All right. All right. I see what's going on. Here we go. I've taken a stand against NBA 2K this year. It's pretty much I'm in a protesting stage. Even though I will spend money, I know I will. I know I'm not going to be able to just hold out as long as possible. But like I said, they got to figure this shit out, man. They just fucking stealing from us, man. At this point, man. Only thing that, you know, I hold a fucking deep love for 2K because I've been playing this shit since its first release, you know. So it's been like every year. 2K is like my birthday. I've been playing this shit for 25 years, you know. So I like I said, I haven't been having that great of a time with it. I play at least one game a day since it's been released, and you know, it's been going. It's been going. I can't say I'm that impressed with it. It doesn't seem like it took that many forward leaps compared to the last year one. I can't really tell that big of a difference. You know, you feel like with these video games, every year they get released, they should be like a big jump in them. You know, they should be improving. But for the most part, it just seemed like a cash grab, man. Like they just really just finessing us and they going for the bag, which you can be mad at, man. I've seen some motherfuckers talk about how much money they spend on 2K, and it's been some crazy numbers. I seen one guy this morning talk about he spent $25,000 last year. Can you imagine spending $25,000 on a fucking video game, man? You ain't got no bitches. That's what that mean, man. You ain't got no time in life, man. But, you know, it is, you know, competitive professional players and shit. So maybe that was the case. And, you know, so if you making money playing 2K, you know, I can see that. You know, if you made $100,000 1 year playing NBA 2K than $25,000. That wasn't that much of a bigger deal. But my broke ass chilling in the crib, spending $25,000 on a video game, what? My mama whooped my ass. All right, we'll get up out this motherfucker, man. Thank y'all, man. It's the Danny Brown Show. See y'all same time, same channel next week. Love y'all, brothers. Peace.